To Psalm 1 tells us that, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east, from the west, from the north, and the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainteth in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right hand, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. With those words, I want to just extend greetings to you all in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
And, I hand over to our moderator, who will lead us into a time of devotion. And from there, we'll flow into the night's proceeding. Amen. Sister Nadine, over to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Deacon. God bless you.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, brethren. We just want to give God praise tonight for his goodness and for his mercies towards us. We thank him that he have allowed us to be here at a time like this. We just give him all praise and all glory. Hallelujah. So as we come tonight, let us just lay everything aside and allow the Lord to work in us. Praise God. Allow the Lord himself, mighty God, to dwell in our present. Hallelujah, as we come tonight. Praise Jesus. We place you at the highest place, for you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, as we come to you and worship at your feet, we place you, precious Lord, at the highest place. For you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, as we come to you and worship. Worship at your feet. Can we do that one more time? We place you at the highest place. For you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, hallelujah, all else, as we come to you and worship at your feet, as we come to you, mighty God, and worship at your feet, as we come to you, Jesus, and worship at your feet, Lord, as we come to you. and worship at your feet, mighty God, as we come to you and worship at your feet. Here we are in your presence, lifting holy hands to you. Here we are praising Jesus for all the things he has brought us through. Oh, I just wanna be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want no worship from no far. Draw me near to where you are, Lord. I wanna be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, Lord, in your presence. That's where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. Here we are in your presence, lifting holy hands to you. Here we are praising Jesus for all the things he has brought us through. Yes, I just wanna be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't wanna worship from no far. Draw me near to where you are, Lord. I wanna be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory. In your presence, that's where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we add
Hallelujah. Bless the
hallelujah
Lord.
to the Lord?
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bless the name of
Hallelujah,
Jesus
Jesus
in
Christ.
his presence.
Hallelujah.
That's where we
Hallelujah.
want to be. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. So we just give him our
Thank you.
praise tonight and all the glory.
Hallelujah. Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ.
In the name
Hallelujah,
of
Father.
Jesus.
Praise God
Hallelujah.
to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
In the
Jesus.
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Bless the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us read quickly from Philippians 4, verse 6, 7, and 8. The word of God said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. This is the word of God. So we have to be careful for nothing, praise God, and everything, my God, with prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God. Hallelujah. The Lord, he will keep our hearts and our mind, and this so through Jesus Christ our Lord. And all these things, if there be any virtue in any of the word of God, let us think on them. And tonight we know that there's virtue. Tonight we know that there's a blessing. Tonight we know that there's healing. Tonight we know that there's deliverance. Tonight we know that we can find and everything we need, mighty God, to
Amen.
sustain us and to keep us and to carry us through
Yes.
in the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us bow ahead for prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh God, our Father in heaven, we come to you this another time. We want to thank you for your grace and your mercies. We want to thank you, divine God, that you are giving us the opportunity where we can come crying, Abba, Father, mighty God, where we can come boldly to the throne of grace, my God, where we have no need to stay behind the veil, where we have no need to go to the priest, mighty God, but we can come to you, my God Almighty. We want to thank you tonight. We thank you for your keeping care. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you, Almighty God, that you have blessed us with another night where we gather on this platform, Divine God, to worship and to praise you. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. You are wonderful. You are mighty God. You are everlasting Father. You are our Redeemer, our Lord, and our Master. And we worship you. Oh God, I declare that our hallelujah, it belongs to you. So, Lord, as we come tonight, we pray that you will empty us, mighty God. As we empty ourselves, my God, wash us and cleanse us, that we'll be able to stand, oh God, in your presence, divine God, oh Holy Spirit. Lord, we come tonight. Oh, may we not come as spectators, my God
Jesus,
Almighty. And
mighty
if
God.
there's any such spirit on the line, oh God Almighty, we just come against them now in the name of Jesus. And that, Lord, we come
Amen.
with praise and thanksgiving, oh God Almighty. And when we send the praises up, my God, waiting on you, upon your word, oh God, to bless our hearts and our mind, oh God, and to renew us, my God, that we'll be well, both physically, spiritually, mentally, and all of it, Lord.
Yeah.
So, Lord, tonight we pray as we gather as a people, oh God, we pray that you will be with us, oh God, mingle yourself with us, divine God. Oh God Almighty, we cannot do anything of ourselves on our own. Oh God, so we are dependent on you solely tonight. So everything that should be said and done, oh God, we pray that you will get the glory, the honor, and the praise, and your children will receive of the blessing from your hands. Take the moderator, oh God Almighty, take the different presenters, take the special guests in charge, Holy Spirit. Cover, build us, back them up, mighty God. And as we speak tonight, oh God, I pray that you will not be afraid to speak, thus say you, oh God Almighty. I pray she will not
Yes,
sugarcoat
Lord.
anything,
In
but she will speak as you would have her in the
the
mighty
name of
name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, have your way. Cover us
Hallelujah.
and keep us, mighty God, as we
Yes,
present everything
Jesus.
to you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise
Blessed be
God.
the name of the Lord.
Bless
Hallelujah.
the
Blessed be the name. Can God's people worship him in the house? Can we give a
Hallelujah.
hallelujah
Bless
shout in the
the Lord.
house?
Bless the
Hallelujah.
name of
Bless the
Jesus.
name of Jesus. God is
Hallelujah.
good. Praise him, man. Keep
Bless the
worshiping.
name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus,
Jesus.
you are
Thank you,
worthy,
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
He's
Lord. You are
good.
worthy.
God
You are worthy,
favored us.
mighty God.
And we thank you one more
Thank you.
time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At this time, I ask Sister Camille to be playing that song for us before I exit and hand over to her. Blessed be the
Huh?
name of the Lord. Praise God. If you want to clap your hands and shout and give
Careful.
God the praise, hallelujah, then you are free to do so in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Free.
Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the
Bless
name
the
of
Lord.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise God. Oh, praise is the water we enemy drowning. Praise is what bring Jericho down. Come on, children of mine.
Hallelujah.
Praise him tonight. Praise him for the victory. Praise him for
Bless
the
the
deliverance.
Lord. Praise God.
Praise
Praise
him, praise
God.
God, for all that we had
Hallelujah.
expected of him to come true for us tonight in
Bless the
Jesus' name.
Lord.
And on that
Thank you.
note, I will now hand over to Sister Camille in Jesus' name. Praise
Bless the
God.
Lord, bless
Bless
the
the name
Lord.
of the
Bless the
Lord.
Lord, O my soul, and all that is
Hallelujah.
within me. Bless the
Blessings.
holy name of Jesus Christ. I greet you well tonight, brethren, in the worthy and exalted name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless the
Amen.
Lord. Praise God. We bless
Amen.
the Lord for this opportunity that we can gather in this fashion, you know, to host
Amen.
our first wellness seminar as a
Amen.
ministry. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We operate under the theme tonight, complete
Yes.
wellness through Jesus Christ. Bless
Amen.
the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Let me use this opportunity to acknowledge our guest speaker for the evening, Minister Faithlyn Granville, who is worshiping
Amen.
with us for the first time. Can we just unmute and just shout a praise to make her welcome? Come on, prayer people. Let's pray
Hallelujah.
our son. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. People of God, I'm excited. Amen.
Yes.
Yes, man,
Amen.
I'm excited to be in the presence of the Lord. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. Bless
Hallelujah.
God.
Praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Bless the Lord. And if this is your first time joining us here at Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International, let me introduce you to our team of leaders. We have on board serving with us Sister Nadine Wright. Sister Nadine, just wave for
Amen.
us, please.
Hallelujah. Bless the
Bless the
Lord.
Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God. We also have with us Sister Terry and McNeil. Sister Terry, where are you?
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Bless
Bless
the
the
Lord.
Lord. Elder Edwards, can you outdo them with a praise? Where are you, Elder?
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless
its holy name.
Praise God. And we have also with us the man on board, Deacon Everton Scott. Come on, Deacon, show them how it's done.
Amen. Let
Bless
everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
God.
And finally, you have Sister Camille, yours truly. And I just bless the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And so on behalf of the leadership that was just mentioned here at Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you tonight.
Amen.
My beloved travelers. Did you know you were traveling? Yes, man. My beloved travelers, welcome aboard to Flight Rest Reset and Renewal, a journey nonstop to where peace, joy, and complete wellness through Jesus Christ. We are thrilled to have all of our passengers on board with us tonight. And we extend
Amen.
A very special welcome once more to our guest passenger, Minister Faithlyn Granville.
Granville,
as we
amen.
Prepare for takeoff tonight, please
yes.
locate your seat of comfort. Please stow away your burdens in the overhead compartment and unbuckle the seatbelt of stress, worry, and fear. Tonight, we are anticipating no turbulence strong enough to hold you down as we are cruising into the presence of Almighty God. Bless
Amen.
The Lord. The captain of our flight, our Lord Jesus Christ, is working in union with our co-pilot, the Holy
Praise
Spirit,
God.
And they have charted a course of healing, restoration, and empowerment. In a rare case, a very rare case, I might add, of spiritual turbulence or attack, please secure your head mask, the helmet of salvation, and breathe deeply the breath of life. Remember, God's Spirit will stabilize your hearts and lift your eyes to hope. Before we take off tonight, please take a moment to reflect. What are you bringing onto this flight? What are you ready to release so that your spirit can soar? We kindly ask that at this time you place those gently into the hands of Almighty God as we journey into rest, renewal, and liberty through Jesus Christ. We are about to take off on a sacred adventure of healing, laughter, reflection, and divine restoration. Please,
Amen.
Fasten your spiritual seatbelts, open your hearts, and get ready to soar into complete wellness through Jesus Christ. Welcome once again, and let us enjoy the journey together. Bless the
Amen.
Lord. Are you ready to travel?
Yes.
Are you ready to soar?
Yes.
If you're ready to soar, let us unmute and just give God a praise. We have to release the
spirit.
We have to release the hurt. Come on, people of God. Let go of your spirit. We are aiming to soar tonight. Release it tonight with a shout of praise. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. And so I hope that you are feeling welcomed. I hope that you are settled, that you're in your seat of comfort, and that you are wearing with you your seat belt. Hallelujah. As we soar into restoration. Bless the Lord. And at this time, I'm going to invite our dear sister Terry, who is coming to do an icebreaker. Sister Terry, over to you, my sister.
Thank you, my sister. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the flight?
Yes. Amen.
My seatbelts are already on.
Bless God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Complete wellness through Jesus Christ. That's the journey tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to land in full restoration.
Yes.
Glory to God. So I'm going to ask you a question. You see, because all the cells in our bodies are well, white blood cell, red blood cell, every cell. Hallelujah. When I say, how are you feeling? And you know what? I'm going to call you girls and boys. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Because our
yes,
bodies
ma'am.
Are so well, full of
Bless
energy.
The Lord.
Girls and boys. So I want you to open your mic. And I'm going to say, girls, how are you feeling? And you're going to say, we feel fine. And then I'm going to say, boys, how you feeling? And you're going to say, we feel fine. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Girls, how you feeling?
We feel fine.
Boys, how you feeling?
We feel fine.
People of God, how are you feeling?
We feel fine.
So tonight, on a scale of 1 to 5, okay, I'm going to invite you all to type in the chat, and then one by one, we're just going to send. Just type, and when I say go, you just press enter and make sure that all the things come in. So on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 meaning running empty, 5 meaning I feel strong, grounded, and present. Remember, one means I'm running empty. And we're all just going to be honest in the presence of the Lord because we're on this journey together, right? We're looking at spiritually, mentally, and physically. You're going to type S and put the number between 1 and 5. S for spiritually, M for mentally, and P for physically. Are you following?
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So go ahead. Start typing. S spiritually, M mentally, P physically. And then you're going to put the number where you are tonight. Because when we leave, you know, everybody's going to be at 5. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So on your mark, get set. Go. Wow. Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know what? That's our record for tonight, because when we leave, we're leaving with a testimony. So we're going to have this memory right here. But I'm going to prepare you. We're on the plane, you know, so you're going to make sure you stand properly, because we're going to have to stand. Hallelujah. And just go through the turbulence, because we're going to be dancing. Sister, come here. Will you pull it up for me? I want all cameras open, and I want everybody to change their positions. Change your position. I want you to stand. Are you standing?
Yes.
I want you to observe for the first time. You're going to look at the actions, because we're all going to be doing these actions, and declare tonight that every little cell in our body is spiritually, mentally, physically, and all the alleys, they are well in Jesus' name. Go right on, Sister Camille. Put in your music. Just listen to the presenter tonight, however you seem fit. But tonight we know that at the end of this session, every cell in our bodies will be well. If you believe it, shout hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory, glory hallelujah.
I'm now handing over, hallelujah, Jesus, to Sister Chantel.
Thank you, sis. Sister Radian. We're going to invite Sister Radian,
sorry,
who will come and minister for us tonight in song. Sister Radian.
Bless the name of the Lord, everyone.
I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Indeed, God has been good.
Amen.
Merciful. I remember while the introduction is going on, I remember a point in my life when I was so depressed and stressed out, and I felt like I wanted to commit suicide. But I thank the Lord for keeping me, and it's because He kept me. That's why I'm here tonight. And because the Lord is keeping you, that's why you are here tonight. So continue to worship the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I almost let go.
Praise Jesus.
I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. My problems had me down. Depression weighed me down. But God held me close, so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough I couldn't see. The devil really had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me, and He held me close, so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. So I'm here today because God kept me. I'm alive today only because of His grace. Oh, He kept me. God kept me. He kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And tonight, because the Lord has kept us, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. We are now warriors in the name of the Lord. And so this song is a lively one, and I want you guys to worship while I sing. Just do whatever, however you want to worship the Lord tonight. I would love for you to worship. And there's going to be a point in the song where there is a praise break. And at that point in the song, I know I don't want you guys to stand up. All you can do, you can use your hands to worship the Lord. We're going to use our hands as instruments tonight. So when we reach that point, I'm going to indicate to you, and you're going to do a little circle clap, you know, easy little circle clap. This is all you're doing tonight. You don't have to stand again. This is all you're doing at the point where we're doing the praise break. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's go. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to die. We have to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to die. We have to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. Get ready. Let's clap onto the Lord, saints of God. Mm-hmm. We are going up. We're going up together. We're going up to conquer in the name of the Lord. Oh, we are going up. We're going up together. We're going up to conquer in the name of the Lord. Don't talk, no, no. Don't talk defeat to me. Guess why? I am
a child of God,
and I've got the victory. Don't talk, no, no. Don't talk defeat to me. I am a child of God, and I've got the victory. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I'm an overcomer in the name of the Lord. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I'm an overcomer in the name of the Lord. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I'm an overcomer in the name of the Lord. And God bless you, saints of God. Continue to worship the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
I am
an overcomer in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All the overcomers, just shout a hallelujah tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And when we're overcomers, we don't necessarily have to have overcome yet to be praising. You know, we could be going through and still shouting hallelujah. Amen.
Bless
the
Lord.
And so we are overcomers in the name of the Lord.
God
bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Radian. God bless you. Bless the Lord. Praise God, people of God. And so we're going to go on our program. And at this time, I'm going to invite Elder Edwards, who will come and she will introduce our guest speaker. Elder Edwards.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Indeed, he's worthy to be praised. There is indeed a bubble of excitement in the atmosphere tonight. Can you feel it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
We are soldiers. We are passengers. Every little cell in our body is well. And guess what? We are going up. And what we're going up to do? We are going up to conquer in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I am honored tonight to be in this noble position, to be given the opportunity to introduce to us tonight's speaker, a wonderful woman of God.
Praise God.
Minister Faithlyn Granville is a talented, multifaceted, and committed woman of God who believes in impacting lives, not just for the present, but for eternity. She currently serves as a parish director for the Youth and Young Adults Ministry, also known as YAYA, for the parish of Manchester. And she's also served, she also served as a Central YAYA Regional Director for the Church of God of Prophecy in Jamaica. She's also very actively involved in ministry at her local church in Lancaster, where she serves as a Minister of Religion, Evangelism Director, and serves on various committees, inclusive of youth and young adult ministry, pastoral care, along with being an assistant care group leader. She has been a mathematics lecturer for over 16 years and currently serves in the capacity of interim department chair in the mathematics and engineering department at Northern Caribbean University. Her educational studies span mathematics, actuarial science, mathematics, education, finance, and Christian leadership. She also amassed a few actuarial professional examination qualifications from the Institute and Faculty of Actuaries in the United Kingdom. She believes people are our most important assets. And so her investment in life, in lives transcends the classroom to her community and just about anyone in need of help in mathematics. She has been an avid volunteer for 13 years, mentoring young lives to pass the mathematics hurdle and develop a lifelong passion for mathematics has always been her dream. After all, it is said that mathematics is indeed the language with which God writes the universe. In her free time, she enjoys outdoors activities such as gardening and farming. Additionally, she is an excellent, flexible mathematics content developer and editor. Not only does she serve her fellow man, but her main focus is serving Jesus Christ, to whom she attributes her inner strength and inspiration. She often boasts of her God confidence, which has ushered her in self-confidence, as she can do all things through Christ. She is married to Adrian and has a beautiful daughter, Lizanne. Interestingly, she's always pregnant. Pregnant with expectancy. It's the breeding ground for miracles.
Yeah.
Let's make our speaker, Minister Faithlin Granville, welcome. As we release our mic, I invite everybody to release our mics and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. As we welcome her. Come on, release and pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your woman servant. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Bless the Lord. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your wonderful session tonight. Let me take the time out to just greet all members of the executive who were named earlier and all the wonderful people of God who have gathered on this platform this afternoon. Together we definitely will be taking off. And so it is my pleasure to share in your wellness conference this evening. Complete wellness through Jesus Christ. And I know that you will talk together. We will go through this together. Already, I feel like family. Because there are many familiar faces that I'm seeing on the platform. And so I'm so happy that I am with you tonight. All right. Let me see if I can get rid of that echo. Are you hearing me a little better now?
There's still an echo, Minister.
There's still one.
All right.
Just testing.
Is it a little better now?
Not better. All right.
Somebody's saying turn off the mics from one of your devices.
No, I only have one device that I'm using.
Can you try without the microphone?
All right, give me a minute.
I think I know what I'm going to be doing.
Give me a minute.
Please. Bless the Lord.
Praise God. We
Praise
are
God.
going up. We're going up to conquer. I don't know it, Sister Faithly. I don't know it, Sister Kali.
Yes, Sister Radio.
We are going up, we're going up together, we're going up to conquer in the name of the Lord. We are going up, we're going up together, we're going up to conquer in the name of the Lord. Don't talk, no, no. Don't talk to me. I am a child of God, and I've got the victory. Don't talk, no, no. Don't talk to me. I am a child of God. And I've got the
victory.
I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. In the name of the Lord. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I'm an overcomer in the name of the Lord. We are going up, we're going up together. We're going up to conquer in the name of the Lord. We are going up. We're going up together. We're going up to conquer in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't talk, no,
no.
Don't talk, defeat me. I am a child of God, and I've got the victory.
Bless the name of the Lord. Back over to you, Sister
Granville. All right. Thank you so very much. And for just singing that song, it's such a beautiful song. And I trust that you are hearing me a whole lot better.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Yes.
All right. Lovely. And that song is such a fitting song. And I'll show you why in a little while. But it's so good to join you. I was saying earlier, before the echoing and all of that started, that already I feel right at home because I'm seeing quite a few familiar faces. And even the faces that are not familiar, the voices are so familiar. I feel as though I've been here before. And so it's a pleasure joining you in this wellness conference. And one of the first things that came to mind when I thought about this wellness seminar is the fact that 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health, that's physically, just as I know your soul prospers spiritually." And so the Lord desires tonight that we are well. The Lord desires that we are well.
Wow.
And so I want for you to bear that in mind. Now we're going to be going on a journey together tonight. And with this journey, we are in fact going to be going up. And so I want for you to just join me as together we will be going up. Now, the reality is, as we tend to go up, there are many factors that will hamper us from being released to get to the place where we want to go in God. And so I want for you to ask yourself tonight, as I am in this wellness conference, what are the things that are holding me back? What are the things that are holding me back? I'm going to be asking you to ask yourselves a lot of questions as we go through together. But come with me on this journey and let us the road together. All right? So yeah. Join me as we watch an actual launch together. Now, you're seeing a rocket right there. A rocket launch usually begins with stillness and tension. The vehicle that you're seeing there, it stands upright on the launch pad, fully built, gleaming, and ready. Inside, the tanks are being filled with super cold fuel and oxidizer. Final checks are happening. Nothing looks dramatic yet, but every single thing is intentional. For a long time, the rocket sits still. Nothing is broken, right? It is just being prepared. Now it is held in place by hold-down clamps and support structures. These are not flaws. They are a part of the process.
Yeah.
And so what you see happening there is that everything is starting up. The countdown is starting. And as the countdown starts, the ignition happens. And soon you'll see some fire. You see a little fire? Fire erupting beneath the rocket, loud and intense and overwhelming. And if you're in the crowd, you can hardly hear yourself based on what is happening. It rises slowly, slowly, very slowly at first, and then it moves a whole lot faster. And that is when the cheers and the applause will begin, because guess what? The launch appears to have happened successfully. But as it goes up, it climbs and it climbs and it climbs. And altitude in this case is everything. In a short while to the left, you will realize that some of the support structures will begin to go. So we have one going there and the others will follow suit. What cannot go higher will definitely be released. And so there's a shift in the sky and the sound fades. And guess what? The altitude changes every single thing. Now, as we go through tonight and we talk together, I want for you to see your life like a rocket. And you may be asking and wondering, what exactly are we talking about when we talk about the rocket? So I will just introduce you a little bit to the language of the launch. And then we will bring it home and look at our personal situation and circumstances. Now, in order for all this to be possible, there must be what we call the launch pad. The launch pad is really the environment. This is where the preparation happens. For many of us, it's our family, our church family, where we are formed, where the belief system starts and set in. And this is necessary. But in some instances, it's temporary as we move from that stage to another stage. Now, the rocket. What is the rocket? The rocket is the designed vessel for elevation. The rocket is you. And you are designed to go higher. And what will push you, your calling, your capacity, your gifting, and we'll talk about that some more. Now, there's the fuel and the fire, and this creates the energy. So this represents the passion, the service, the prayer, the responsibility, and all of this is needed for that rocket to take off. But then we have what is called the hold down clamps. Now, these are restraints that keep the rocket secure during the preparation and then when it is released for the launch. Now, these are some habits or situations or life circumstances, and you may think that they're there to keep us down. And some of them, in fact, keep us down because as children of God, we know that we have the enemy who opposes us. But we are going to see how we can move past all of that tonight and begin rising. Now, for some of us who are on tonight, you may have many, many things happening in your life. There may be a countdown that is starting now for you. And that countdown is signifying a shift from where you are now to where the Lord wants for you to be. For you, it may be a period of awareness, you know. It's a decision-making time. And so when the countdown starts, you have to get ready to move. Now, the fire that will come will be your prayer. That prayer that you will put into motion like you have been doing. You will be intensifying that prayer and allowing that deliverance that will come from the release to take place. Now, the height you're going, some things like the different structures that began shedding, they cannot go with you. So just say to yourself tonight, probably it's going to be a lonely place because there are some things that will not be going with you where you're going. So just tell yourself, there are some things that will not be going with me where I am intended to go in God. And so it's time that we say to ourselves, I am setting up myself to be released for launching. I am setting up myself that I can be well in God. And so there are some areas that I am going to be touching on tonight. And as I touch on these areas, I want for us to reason together. And so you may have a question. I'll ask that you share that in the chat and let us reason together. And just understand where we're going with releasing the launch and letting go of some of these things that are there. Now, the first thing that I want to touch on tonight is the whole matter of church hurt and spiritual wounds. And most persons are probably, well, maybe I should ask, is there anyone on the platform you've never been hurt? You've never been in a space where you are saying to yourself, I've never experienced church hurt or spiritual wounds, any at all? Is there anyone on the platform who is saying that? All right. Now, the reality is we are living in an imperfect world. And the truth of the matter is you often hear teeth and tongue will clash. The reality is that we will find ourselves in a situation where we feel betrayed. We feel that there was a misuse of authority, where we have some mistrust, where we have some silent pain. And all these may be caused by the hurt we feel from our brothers and sisters. The truth is, some of these situations are not intentional. The truth of the matter is, some of them are not intentional. Right? Some of them were actually, some decisions were made in our best interest, but it just backfired a particular way. And we may end up feeling hurt and feel as though we are neglected. Now, as it relates to the spiritual wound, this is really a deep injury, right? It's not usually seen with the physical eyes, but there is that loss of connection with the Almighty God. And this loss of connection may stem from you losing a loved one. I've had situations where I remember my friend had just had her baby. And that child had some medical difficulties and was transported to the United States for, you know, medical checkup and review and to see if there was ever a cure for that situation that that child would have been in, because it was a rare illness that we were told that just a small percentage of persons worldwide would have been in that situation. And so she wanted the remedy. And I remember a group of us banded, similar to this great prayer movement that you formed. And we banded together and we prayed and we fast for days. It was a chain prayer and we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And at the end of the day, the child died. Now, that child was not my child, but I was hurt because I felt that the Lord should have listened, should have answered. Now, many persons are in a situation like that. You felt that God should not have taken your loved one at the time when he took them. And so you are upset with God. You're vexed with God. You have some wounds that are there and you cannot connect with the Almighty God the way that you want to connect with him. But then again, when your brothers and sisters hurt you a particular way, that adds to it even more. Take, for example, you are in a church. And these situations I'm sharing with you are real life situations. You are in a church. It's time for you to get married. The gentleman would have approached you and say, I am interested in seeking your hand in marriage. But before doing that, the gentleman would have gone through your leader and said, I am interested in proposing. Now, when you went to your leader and say, what do you think about this young man? The leader would say to you, no, I don't think this young man fits into God's plan for your life. And so you're left thinking, let me obey my leader of how many years and let me trust my leader's instinct. And so you turn down the proposal altogether and years would have passed without you getting married. And then the opportunity came for you to be married and somebody proposed to you and the approval was given and you would have gone to your pastor and you would have said, tell me, what do you think about this one, this second proposal? Only to hear, I am so sorry, but the first proposal that came for you, I felt in my heart that this wasn't God's will for you. But I apologize because it was my thinking. This was my thought. I thought this was what God wanted for you. But looking back, it was just my desire for you. It wasn't God. God didn't tell me to tell you to tell that individual no. This was just my thought. Can you imagine the hurt and the pain that that young lady would have felt at that time? Because the gentleman would have come time and time again and say, are you sure? I don't want to move on without getting your word. And she would have expressed and then he would have moved on. And at that point in time, the truth of the matter is, there was just so much unforgiveness that wanted to rise up in her heart. And I remember being one of those persons, encouraging her and saying to her, listen, though she admits that she made a mistake, you have to respect the office of your pastor. And sometimes it's hard to say because the truth of the matter is, these are the persons who God would have placed in position over his flock. And you are a member of that congregation. So respecting and honoring offices are key things that I believe that God honors, even in situations when you are hurt. And the truth is, he knows and he understands hurt and pain. In the book of Exodus, the scripture says that the Lord said, I have observed the misery of the people in Egypt. And I have heard them crying out because of their oppressors. I know about their sufferings. There's no one on this platform who is experiencing any church hurt or spiritual wound that tonight God is not saying, I understand. I know my child. I know he is saying that tonight. And so we can move on from that and release ourselves from any pain of being broken and being hurt. The Lord says in his words as well that he is close to the brokenhearted and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Lord understands your hurt and the Lord understands what you are going through. Sometimes you feel all alone. We can't even talk about that word that is spoken against you and everybody seemed to know that word and treating you in a particular manner because of that word that somebody else would have spoken about you, and you know it's not true. So the reality is this hurt comes in several different directions, and you feel all boxed up as though you cannot function because guess what? You are hurt. And the truth of the matter is there's a thought that says hurt people hurt people. And so when you feel hurt, you tend to want to lash out at everybody, lash out at everybody. But may I remind us tonight that better and bitter, there's just one difference between those two words, the I and the E. And so you have to choose and say to yourself, I am hurt, and deal with it. Because it may be a case that you need assistance from a trained counselor to be able to get over this hurdle, to get past this thing that is holding you back. Because the reality is, you may be ready for launch, but unforgiveness is in the heart that is holding you back. The different things that the church hurt and the spiritual wound comes with is holding you back, and you can't move on. Then there are those who would have given of themselves wholeheartedly to different ministries. And guess what? It reaches a stage where the ministry would basically say, I will no longer have anything to do with you. And when you look back at the sacrifices you've made, you probably feel as though, God, you have to do something on my behalf. But remember, the Lord is there with you. He will guide you through. And so I had another friend who was in a particular situation where she would go and pray with the church regarding several situations and circumstances. She was a prayer warrior. And she would go to them with these prayer sessions, and they would go and pray. And one particular time when she went to pray, they did a prophetic action. The prophetic action involved, she felt that the Lord wanted her to roll in a particular spot. Now, I don't question decisions like that when people who are close to God share certain things with me, because I know the Lord would instruct different persons to do different things. And so she felt compelled to roll in that situation. And it was a prophetic action in terms of turning that situation around. And there seems to have been a period of deliverance. And when she reached home, she mentioned to me that she had difficulties showering because her body had all these little scratches on it from the rolling experience in the grass. But guess what? Shortly thereafter, the persons who were within that organization, that ministry, they were asked not to associate themselves with her. Can you imagine the hurt and the pain and the questions and all of that that she would have had? But guess what? There is a God who deals with those situations, and he will allow us to feel and to know that his loving arms are around us, and he can bring deliverance and freedom to our lives from those situations. Remember, he is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves them. And so be encouraged tonight. And I want for you to declare, you can declare it in your space, my calling is intact, even where I was wounded. Because sometimes we feel that because we have this hurt and we were hurt, it's as though it has allowed us to stall in position and we cannot move on. But just remember that your calling is still intact. You are still gearing up for launch in spite of. But I say, just drop all the unforgiveness. And let us seek to see how we can rise with the Almighty God tonight. Because guess what? It's time for our launch. It's time for our launch. Now, there are some of the areas that I will be touching on, and then we can put them all together at the end. The other area that I want for us to touch on tonight is the whole matter of being burnt out. The whole matter of being burnt out. Now, being burnt out is a response. It is a response. A response to stress, what is happening in your space. You may be emotionally drained, mentally fatigued, and you may feel disconnected. But sometimes it depends on the environment in which you are working as well. And so that whole fear and period of feeling, you know, like, this is it. It's so overwhelming. You just feel like, you're going to crash any minute now, maybe there. No, for me, when the burnout sets in, it's as though I'm paralyzed. I cannot move into another situation because I feel so overwhelmed and burdened down and all of that. And then the stress comes, and then there's the demand for ministry. There's demand for work. There's demand for everything. So many things are trying to get your attention. And you feel as though you cannot cope, you cannot manage. It's like an over-responsibility happening. Anybody on the platform has ever been in that situation? You have headaches at times because of this. There may be issues, health issues, belly pain, belly problem, all kind of pain. You start feeling detached, not motivated at all. It's like you're emotionally numb. The truth is you cannot even pray during those situations and circumstances because you are in a state of being burnt out. And so there's a decline in your performance and everything. And all that is happening is that there may be a little fire, but you're not taking off. You're not going anywhere. Because you are still being restrained. You are burning, but you are not moving. You are burning and you are not moving. So you're in that same position, in that same situation. And then you wonder, how am I going to get out of this situation? But the reality is that the Lord says we are to commit our ways to Him. And when we commit our ways to Him, He will direct every single thing about us and establish our thoughts. And so we will be in a better space to really understand what God is doing in our lives. So our state of well-being matters to God. It matters to God. Our emotional, our mental health, all of that matters to the Almighty God. And you may be saying to yourself, you know, because with the burnout comes the stress. And the emotional part of it and the mental part of it. And then you have all these unprocessed emotions that are happening, this anxiety, this sadness. Everything is just taking a toll. And you're lulled into a situation where you cannot function. You definitely cannot function. But guess what? There is help tonight. There is help tonight. And there are some tips in terms of recovering from being burnt out. Let us acknowledge it at first. All right? Let's acknowledge it. Give yourself permission to talk about it. Maybe you can do a self-talk, talk about it with somebody. Acknowledge it. Yes, I'm in a state where I feel as though I cannot manage. I am not coping. Recognize what is happening with you. Then start setting boundaries. All right? Start setting boundaries. You can say no to some tasks that different persons ask you. We feel sometimes that we need to save everybody. We need to save everybody. We need to start setting some boundaries. And when you do that, then prioritize your rest. Ensure that you spend enough time sleeping. There's a time I say to myself, all right, I will not allow 12 a.m. to catch me up. So whatever I'm doing, as soon as the clocks get closer to 12 a.m., I'm ensuring that I'm in bed at 12 a.m. We need to prioritize our rest and engage in activities that will bring us that joy, you know, that joy that we so desire. And get help if you need help from time to time. And at the same time, adjust your routine. And all of this will help you to move past the whole matter of being burnt out. It's just a matter of refocusing, you know, realigning certain things in our lives. And if we stick to the word of the Lord and we follow this wholeheartedly from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, then we will understand. Because the scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in prayer, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to the Lord. And so we're going to give the anxieties to God. Every single thing that bothers you, every single thing that is on your mind, you're going to give it to God. You're going to pray about every single thing. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Sometimes when we complain a lot, we spend the time looking at what we don't have and what we need, and then the stress and all of that things start coming up. But I want for you to just remember, present every single thing to the Almighty God and allow him to fix that situation. The Bible says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. God is intentional, and he is definitely in a position where he wants for you to be well. And so you can declare that over your life. He wants every little cell in my body to be well. And so he wants the emotional and the mental health, the mental well-being to be intact. And so we have to declare some things in our space as well, because sometimes so many things are happening and we forget that we have a voice, that we can speak and declare some things in our space. Declare even at times, because the truth of the matter is, there are different situations that will come, and they will come and offer a stress factor. And the enemy will bring all these stress factors to you, because guess what? He wants to keep you in that same position, in that low position. But you have to rise up and say to yourself and start declaring and speaking over your situation and your circumstances, and start picking up yourself from where you are. All right, remember, the potter doesn't press down on the clay. The potter pulls up the clay and mold it over again into that which he wants for it to become. And so in your state, when you feel that you're the lowest, you are not left alone. The Lord is with you. He is near to you. And so let the peace of God tonight just flow over you. And so if you're in emotional turmoil tonight, or you're feeling stressed and you feel like you cannot manage, let us give it to the Lord. Let us give it to the Lord. Just release it to the Lord and say, Father, here, take this situation, because I feel as though I cannot manage. Many times I've gone to the Lord and said that. I cannot manage, God. What are you doing? Are you going to allow me to die in this situation? Are you going to allow me to suffer shame? Are you going to allow the enemy to laugh? And then you would say, Lord, you really would allow that? Because we have to have that relationship with God when we communicate with him and we tell him what's happening with us. And if we get to the stage when we start doing that, some of the resentment we have in our hearts towards God, those will go. Because guess what? We'll begin to tap into God's will for our lives. And when we tap into God's will for our lives, then permissive will not be a part of the situation. And when the perfect will of God takes fold, takes charge in your life, then guess what? You will understand his hand and understand that which he is doing in your life. And so you can reach to a point where you can say, all right, then I'm going to remove the clamps. What are the clamps? The over responsibility, the feeling that I need to save everybody. What are some of the other clamps? The emotional anxiety, the internalized shame and hurt. And sometimes it manifests itself, you know, in panic attacks. And so you may be going about your business and you're all right and you're good. And all of a sudden, this fear and dread just overtake you, and you're paralyzed, and the breathing starts and you feel as though I cannot make it. I want for you to just stop and center yourself. The songwriter says, Jesus at the center of it all. Ask yourself, am I putting Jesus at the center? And if it is that you cannot find where the center is, or who is the center in your situation, stop for a while. Stop for a while and just say to yourself, so Lord, I want to make you the center. I want to make sure that you're magnified in my life and in my situation. Do you know that when the Lord is magnified in your life and in your situation, everything else is definitely going to be smaller? And so your mindset and your focus will be on God. And so some of the things that we worry about, they will still be there. But in terms of getting over them, it will be easier for you because you now understand the purpose of those situations and circumstances in your life. The truth is, as a Christian, you need those things. You need the stress. You need the clamps to hold you down. Because guess what? You can rise above that and you will now begin to realize that God, if it's a health issue that you're having, that he's a healer. All right? If it's a case where you need that reassurance, you need that judge, you need an advocate, you'll begin to realize God in all these different areas of your life. And so these clamps are good. These things that come to hold us back, they're good. Because they will allow us to grow. Many of us, these situations are there to build us. To build us. And at the end of the day, remember, we're talking about being well. He desires that in everything that you prosper, physical health and spiritual health are intact. But guess what? In getting to that point, you're going to need some little challenges and stuff to allow you to be able to soar and release as you ought to. You know, some time ago, some years ago, I saw a butterfly. And the butterfly was in that cocoon. And as I watched, I realized that a little thing was coming out, like probably a little feet. And I was like, I was so, interested and excited with what was happening. And when I looked, I saw the thing happening. And I said, wow, I can't miss this. I'm going to video it. I started videoing. My battery ran out. And then I felt when it was about 45 minutes now would have gone. I felt so bad because I was thinking, I really ought to help this butterfly to get out of this hard shell that was there. And then I said to myself, no, I'm going to leave him. And I left him. But you know what the Lord brought to me afterwards when I was thinking about the whole situation? Had I gone ahead and touched that cocoon and assisted the butterfly, he wouldn't have had that biology and stuff would tell us that as well. He wouldn't have, and science rather, he wouldn't have had that strength to emerge from the cocoon. So these situations that we are in, we need them so that we can be better prayer warriors. If you didn't have that problem, that clamp that is in your life now, maybe you would not be at the stage where you'll be praying as you ought to know. For some of you on the platform, when you wake up in the morning and you said the first hallelujah, you know how much demons and devils shift because of your voice that is echoing? The voice of a champion, the voice of someone who has been with God, who has been through many situations and circumstances and challenges. But guess what? Like how the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job? He could say that of you. Because you're an overcomer, you have not allowed the enemy to contaminate you and for you to forget about your God in spite of what you're going through. And so don't worry. Your launching date is now because guess what? You are faithful to the Almighty God. Now, each of us would have a different launching date. I may launch tonight. You may launch tomorrow. But guess what? As long as we are in God's hands, tell you what, the timing is perfect. The timing is perfect as long as you are in the hands of the Almighty God. And so those situations are there, and we are addressing a couple of them and how to deal with that. The reality is that make God the center. Just make him the center. Make him the center. It will happen over time because the truth of the matter is it may take a little while for you to make him the center. If he's not the center, sometimes you will forget to ask him, Father, what is it that I should put on today? What is it that I should do in different circumstances and situations? It may take a little while. Sometimes you may ask faithfully, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. By the time you get to the next week, you may forget. But keep at it. Because tell you what, your time of release is now. And your time of release is at some point in time in the future that God will allow. But let's keep at it. And we'll ensure, and trust me, God will ensure that he will bring deliverance. Remember, he looked at what the children of Israel were going through, and he came down and he assisted them. Now, another one that I want to look at real quick with you is the matter of work-life balance. A man, for some of us who work hard, trust me, you slay the job over and over again. You are what they call an overachiever. And guess what? You don't know how to stop. You just want to continue again and again and again. You are always busy. You're one of those persons who, when work ends at 5 o'clock, you may be there until 6:30, 7 going up, because you believe that you need to accomplish every single thing. May I tell you what somebody told me recently? The person told me recently, listen, not because you stay until after 5, then it would seem as though you are a great worker and accomplishing much. It tells me that you're not organized. Because if you were organized, you would try to get your work done within the allotted time that you're being paid for. And when I think about it, I say to myself, boy, oh boy, oh boy. You know? So the truth of the matter is, let us try to create that balance. You know who can help us create that balance? The Almighty God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Let us allow the Lord to allow us to maintain that work-life balance. Don't be driven by guilt. The truth of the matter is, if something happens to you when you're not able to work for a month or 3 months or something happens, the truth is somebody else will come in and do the job. Somebody said to me recently, I feel so hurt. Why? They said, I feel hurt. Somebody passed on. Somebody died. And within a week of the person dying, the job was being advertised. And we would say, oh, that's mean and harsh. But guess what? The wheels would have to keep turning. And even Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heaven. You don't have to be overloaded. It is not God's plan that you're overloaded, that you'll be overloaded. So balance isn't doing less. It's shedding the weight. Shed the weight. Try to set some deadlines if possible. Plan ahead. I don't know. For me, planning ahead and what I do personally is to create monthly themes. The monthly themes help me to refocus and know where I want to get for each month. My theme for this month is momentum. Momentum begets momentum. I just need to accomplish a small task and another small one, and have quick wins. And then at the end of the day, I will definitely see that momentum happening. And so let us bear that in mind. Now, the reality is that when we consider planning ahead, maybe you would have to write down some things. I would say go ahead and write it down. Or if you have some electronic means that you can voice note or share something to yourself, do that. Because you need that refresher, that memory each time, so that you'll be able to do well. And remember, proper prior planning prevents poor performance. Plan ahead so that you excel every single time. All right? No, the truth of the matter is, there is never enough time to do everything. But may I say to you that you make time for what you want to make time for? There is always enough time to do the most important things in life. So bear that in mind. There is always enough time to do the most important things in life. And so try to create that balance and declare, my life is aligned. I am not overloaded. I've got this. I've got this. And then remember, we mentioned the seek ye first. You're putting God into the picture. And then you will understand and begin to realize that you start accomplishing a lot more. Plan ahead. I have a little book. And by the way, for my little book that I have, I try to get something that is encouraging. So this book says His grace is enough. No, His grace is enough because last month's theme was grace. Because when I think of the many favors and giftings and open doors that God would have opened for me, I said, man, it's a grace time. And so I made sure to get a book with grace on it. His grace is enough to remind me that, listen, in this season, this is what is happening now. So try to create that balance. Theme, have some set theme for your personal life. And that will allow you to create that balance as well. As you work towards it, don't try to eat everything at once. There is a book that I read recently, and I started reading again. There's a book that I read recently, Eat That From. Try to focus on the priorities for now. All right? Don't try to gain everything. Try get some quick wins. All right? Try to focus on some of the most important tasks first, and the others will fall into play. We're coming down. The other area that I want to talk with you about quickly is your physical health and self-care. Are you taking care of the body that the Lord Jesus Christ would have given you? It's not only a worldly self-care thing we're talking about. It's a biblical self-care bit as well. The Bible says, do you not know that your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit? And we are asked to honor God with our bodies. So tell me now, how can we honor God by violating this vessel? Not taking care of ourselves, not eating right, not taking care of the physical man, you know, and ensuring that we are, you know, on a path of good health. We eat anything, we rest anyhow we want to. And then at the end of the day, guess what happened? We should always remember that our body supports our calling. Your body supports your calling. And so you need it. Most person would say, when I would hear the older person say, your soul case. You need your body. It supports your calling. If you are not well, sometimes when you're not well, it's hard for you to carry on the regular functions. I mean, my husband is one of those persons who self-cares a lot. I mean, he loves doing that. And I find myself sometimes considering, because he spends his self-care space would be the bathroom. And he takes care of himself there. And he would spend long time and laughing and carrying on. It's his space. I try not to go in his space when he's there. But there are times when I would hear that laughter. And when the laughter rings out, I'm like, oh my God, I start feeling jealous. And if I'm not careful, bad mind starts setting because he's really having that moment with himself. But guess what? I am so busy doing everything else, saving everybody else. I even sometimes forget to laugh and allow the joy of the Lord to just flood my soul. And oh my God, we don't know how to relax and unwind because we're always going. But I say to you, try and relax. Tell yourself tonight that I'm going to relax. Tomorrow, I'm going to find something that makes me very happy, and I'm going to do it. All right? For me, I love ice cream. I love Devon House ice cream. And I remember traveling to Mandeville, and I said, yes, I'm going to get myself a nice Devon House ice cream because I'm treating myself. When I've done something and I believe I've done it well, I treat myself. Because I'm my biggest critic, you know. So I treat myself. And I would go and I said, this is what I'm getting. Now, when I went, it was so expensive. The one I wanted was expensive. But I said, you know what? Even if it's a small one, I'm still going to get it. Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Encourage yourself. Speak to yourself. The song says, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Talk to yourself. It's a part of the self-care process. I am much more than what others see or think I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Speak to yourself. Talk to yourself over and over again and ensure that you are on a platform when, you know, You can let go of some of these baggages that are holding you down. All right? You need to, every single time, think of your body and think of a house. If you're tidying the house, you realize you would sweep today. Tomorrow, you still have something to sweep. There's always something to sweep because the body keeps shedding dead cells. The body is replenishing. Find some time to replenish. And may I say to you, there is a sweet place that you can replenish, and it is spending time in the presence of the Almighty God. Just allow him to, you know, to just minister to you. Mind, heart, soul, body. Just allow the Holy Spirit to do that for you. And when you allow him to do that, trust me, you will not be suffering from spiritual exhaustion. All right? You will be at that place where you can glorify God in the body that you are taking care of, in the body that you have not ignored. All right? So I want for you to remember that. Remember, your body supports your calling. All right. So we're coming down, and there's another one that I want to mention to you. And this one will be workplace challenges. Let me see if I would have missed that. Workplace challenges. Now, with workplace challenges, there are different things that may happen on the job. Some of us are placed in our respective jobs, not because we applied for the position, not because we felt that we were the best fit for the position, not because others around us felt you were the best fit, but guess what? God knew and he orchestrated that you are the best fit and this is your time. There may be challenges that would arise in the workplace from time to time, and you probably feel as though it's a toxic environment. There's the fear, there is no support. You are all alone, you're all by yourself. You feel like you're tied to the work, like there's no help, you know? And we often say, pity the man who falls and have no help, nobody to take him up. And so you may feel, you know, like you have no voice. I've been in workplace settings already where I feel as though I was alone. I go in and I do what I need to do and I get out. There was no fellowship. There was no grand communion with those who I worked with. And it's not that I didn't want there to be communion, but there was a conflict happening. Now, in spite of conflicts that may happen in your workplace, in the space that you work with other persons, remember, you are a child of God. Remember, you need to honor God at all times in your respective spaces. So I want for you to bear that in mind. Now, when you honor God in your workplace, then remember when he said to Joshua that wherever you go, I will be with you. Allow him who would have placed you in that position, granted you that promotion, allow him to sustain you in that position. Allow him as well to allow you to forgive those who would have said some things and you may feel as though they're out to get you. Allow him to allow you to deal with those situations. Because guess what? My father always say this quote that when a man's ways please God, he allows even his enemies to be at peace with him. And so the challenges that may come at your workplace, just trust God and allow him to deal with it. Allow him to deal with it. Person's not talking to you, you're not getting the support, trust God. You just keep focused, put the blinkers on, and watch how he will allow things to come into position for you. And I can testify to that because recently I was placed in a position where I didn't apply for the position, but I was told that you are the person who is going to be serving at this time. Now, what am I going to do? Argue with God regarding that? No. Are there challenges? Yes. What am I going to do? Run away and say, I can't do it. I'm not going to function. No, the Lord placed me here. I am going to stay in that position and do my very best. Now, I dreamt one night that I was in my office space And there was somebody playing with the window. And I was saying to them, why are you playing with the window? And they were saying, I'm just fixing it. Now, in the morning when I went to work, the window blinds that I'd left intact, I closed the window myself when I was leaving the evening, and I checked to ensure that everything was intact. The window that I had left intact, when I went the morning, a part of it was down. It was like it was pulled down. And I said, hold on. I just dreamt that somebody was playing with it, and I said, don't touch it. And they said to me they were only fixing it. But when I went the morning, it was down. Now, I did not take that lightly, because in my mind, this was not the way I left it. And so I realized that there were forces that were there in that space. And by the way, all the things that I would have mentioned tonight, we have to acknowledge that there is a devil out there, and that his aim is to bring you down in all of these situations and allow these things to be like albatross around your neck, a heavy weight that you can't lift up and you can't receive your deliverance. And when I went into that space the morning, I started by saying, oh, it fell down. The window is broken. And I said, let me declare again in this atmosphere. I am here, and this is my time to serve in this space. And I ain't going nowhere. I am not going anywhere. Under God, I am going to stay in this place, and I'm going to shift the atmosphere and shift everything in this space. And by the way, I made sure that I reached work very early some days following. And I walk into that office space, and I decree and declare, room, classroom, receive the woman of God. Receive. And I started declaring some things. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am above and not beneath. And I started cautioning the spaces. Receive. This woman of God who is committed, I start listing every good thing that I could find about myself. And I started declaring it in the space. And I said, if there were any words spoken otherwise, the Bible tells me in Isaiah that those words will not take root. They will fall and die. And so I started declaring the different things in my space. Now I say to you on this platform tonight, take it. Take this from me tonight and do it in every single area of your life. And so when it comes on to the area of church hurt, of being burnt out, emotional health, work-life balance, workplace challenges, begin to declare in your space who you are in God. Declare it again. Let your situation and circumstances know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are an overcomer. You're not a weakling. The stress and strain and situations that you have been through have made you stronger, and you are here to stay. It's not time for you to die. You are here to stay and do that which God has called you to do. And so as we tie in tonight, as I get ready to close, I want for you to declare as well that, listen, I am the rocket. I have always been designed to elevate. The Lordy Bar situation is not me. My God, there are some situations in my life when I think about it and I say, hold on there. Finances, you're too low, because I'm a victor and I'm elevating. You're too low. This situation, you're too low. And I start talk to the different areas. You are too low. Because guess what? I'm designed to elevate. And because I am a child of God. And when I say I'm a child of God, I'm not talking about you should have a relationship with God that fosters compromise and fosters the enemy coming in. I want for you to be true to your relationship with the Almighty God. Don't let if a rapture happens now, then you're left behind because of some little pocket of something in your life. When you have that, then you can declare, I am designed for elevation. I am designed to rise. I am designed to fulfill my calling. I carry purpose and destiny. And so every single clamp of fear, exhaustion, wound, imbalance, they have to go. Because as we watched the rocket launch earlier, the more it goes up, some things have to fall. They cannot manage the elevated height. No, your elevated height, prayer, my God, prayer is one of those tools that will propel you and push you to that height. No, the truth of the matter is, when your prayer life start pick up a certain way and you start to take off that fire, my God, that fire and the smoke that comes around. And if you look at the screen now, it's darkness what is around, the clothes that are dark. But you don't watch that because it's your time to rise. No, what cannot rise with you must be released. Because when you begin to rise, it's a time of freedom. It's a time of deliverance. It's a time of wholeness. Unforgiveness will have to go. The different things that are holding you back would have to go. Sweet healing in every area of our lives come from Jesus Christ. And so I want for you to declare with me now, I release myself to be launched in the name of Jesus. Some of us have been through so much and we just feel like we don't deserve the release. We don't deserve the deliverance. Maybe you have done something in your past. And guess what? The past have a way of affecting the past, the present, and the future because you're holding on to the three things in three different areas and you cannot seem to move on. And so you don't feel like you deserve to be delivered. You don't feel like you deserve for everything to be well, according to what the scripture says in 3 John chapter 1. But I say to you, you deserve it. Child of God, forgiveness is instant. And God would have washed you and put you in that position where you ought to be. You deserve the deliverance. You deserve the elevation. Stop being too hard on yourself. He has forgiven and he has washed you. And he has said, move on, my child, but you're still holding back. And don't feel as though you deserve it. But I want for you to release all of that. Say, I forgive, I rest, I realign, I rise. Today, I launch. Today, I launch. I am cleared for launching. And so you can lift your hands in your spaces where you are and say, Lord, I am clear me for launching. So everything that is within me that would hold me down and hold me back, and I feel as though I cannot move, you want all of that to go in the name of Jesus. You know, it's like you're in bed, and sometimes they have different situations for this. Because there are some persons who are born again Christians, and when you feel like you're sleeping and something is holding you down, you know that it's an attack. But there are some persons who say maybe you ate something bad or so on, and you feel as though you're restrained and you can't move. Many of us would have had dreams where you feel like you cannot move, you are being held down, and there's no way of you getting a release, and you try saying Jesus and there's no release. But tonight we are declaring in this atmosphere that there is a release in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And every single area of our lives that the enemy would want to come in and tamper with, to allow the clamps to remain. Because when the rocket begins to rise, those clamps that you saw in the beginning, they have to be loosed and released in order for the rocket to go up. But some of the clamps, my God, by some diabolical force, those clamps want to stay on when their season is up. And so tonight we want to understand that those clamps are seasonal. And because they're seasonal, they should not be in this time now holding you back, because it's your time to rise. So identify some of the things that are in your life now that have no business in there now, because they're holding you back from reaching to that elevated place in the Almighty God. My God, may our prayer life shift in such a manner that it allows, when we take off, then you cannot see, because you couldn't see after a while. The rocket, when it took off, it shed all the other things. Let that place in God find you. Let it find you, my brother. Let it find you, my sister. Where you are at that space where the problems and the stress and the strains of life, they are small compared to your testimony. Oh, my God. And your stick-to-itiveness that you have with the Almighty God. And so I release tonight on this platform the people of God to rise into a new dimension in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every barrier, every clamp that is out of season, I command you to give way now in the name of Jesus, so that the people of God can be released into their destiny, into their different situations and circumstances, even now, in the name of Jesus. My God, we talk with boldness tonight, because your word says the righteous is as bold as lion. And so we stamp out fear tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my God, we arrest fear tonight. And I decree and declare that on this platform, your children are rising, Almighty God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every dead will come to bug them down and hold them down and hold them captive. God Almighty, we release them from under those weights even now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, whether the weights come from co-workers, family members, community situations, financial strain, God Almighty, release the weights even now and let your people run like you want them to run. In the name of Jesus, let them soar like you want them to soar, Almighty God, in the mighty and exalted name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare speakers on this platform tonight, a people rising who will not be burdened and looking back at what the enemy is doing, but will look at what God is doing in this season, in the mighty and exalted name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so we pushed, my God, we pushed through the atmosphere tonight, my God, above shame and disgrace, my God, trauma, stress, strain, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, sometimes the hurts, they are so much. God, we feel like we cannot make it. We feel like we are alone in our situation. God, put your hand of healing on our lives, Almighty God. Let there be an instantaneous healing. My God, some of us can't wait until next week.
Yes, Lord.
We probably see the psychologist or the psychiatrist. We can't wait, God. Let it be an instant healing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pull us out of our situation. My God Almighty, pull us out of our situation and our circumstances. Some of us need some opportunities, God, to elevate us. And I'm reminded of something I asked you about some time ago, Lord. Where is the David that you are going to come and call us like we are Mephibosheth? Out of our Lordy Bar situation, where is that David that you will assign to lift us out of Lordy Bar, Almighty God? We cry unto you tonight, God, as you lift us out of these situations and circumstances and set us on that launching pad to take off for your glory, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I lift you up tonight. Touch every person on this platform. Cover them under your blood. Cover their dreams. Cover their giftings. Cover the ministry, Almighty God. Let not the enemy snuff that out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my God, seasons change. When seasons change, let them change for your sons and your daughters as well. When the clamp should be off, let them be off, Almighty God. And may you get the glory all the time in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
So, Father God, bless the organizers. Bless the organizers. Bless this ministry, Almighty God. And take them to a place in you, Almighty God, that will be a channel for those who will be a part of eternity. Because they will have that mission, Almighty God, to usher souls into your kingdom. And so we decree and declare your blessing as together we rise. In yes, Jesus' name. Now open your mics with me. Hallelujah. And as you open your mics, just begin to declare. Hallelujah. My God, every clap, every clap, God held me in place.
Hallelujah. All the hurt, all the unforgiveness, my God, we set it free tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And we walk in liberty, we soar in liberty in the name of Jesus Christ. We release tonight, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We walk in forgiveness in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Mighty God, we are the righteousness of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The shackles are broken. Hallelujah. The clamps have been released. Hallelujah. Mighty God, today we launch. Hallelujah. We launch in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory, Jesus. Glory, glory to the Lord God Almighty. We honor the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Are you blessed tonight, people of God? Have you been empowered? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify, glorify God. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Faith in Granville. Thank you so much for availing yourself, my God, to be used in the way that you were used in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so we were reminded of a number of different things tonight. Praise God. And as we are ready for takeoff as children of God, we know that the clams that once held us, the church hurt, the burnout, you know, the work-life balance, you know, not taking care of ourselves, the challenges from the workplace, the unforgiveness, all of the emotions that comes with all of these challenges as children of God, we would have shed them tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, woman of God, for coming on tonight and just for sharing, for availing yourself, hallelujah, and for releasing a refreshing, hallelujah. My God, I feel like fire is in my bones tonight. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So
So thank you so much for sharing with us. She said, God is near to the brokenhearted. My God. She said, we are to acknowledge and set, acknowledge that we are burnt out and set boundaries, prioritize rest. She said, pray about everything, my God, and we will experience God's peace. Walk with an attitude of gratitude, my God. She said, treat yourself, my God. Spend time in the presence of God. You need to support your body, your soul case, my God. The case of your soul, which is the body, the temple of God. You know, take care of yourself. When we are faced with challenges, even on the job and elsewhere, just declare, begin to declare in our space that we are designed to elevate, we are designed to rise, we are designed to excel in the name of Jesus Christ. What a mouthful tonight, people of God. I have been fed. I am full. I am running over. And I just want to exalt the name of Jesus for the woman of God who came, who availed herself and to share in Jesus' mighty name. And so I know we have the vote of thanks and then the closing prayer and then the prayer for the speaker. But as I am led, I'm going to invite Deacon now to just pray that prayer for the speaker. And then we'll have the vote of thanks following immediately in Jesus' name. Let us agree. Hallelujah. As the man of God prays in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus,
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, mighty God, for reviving us once
Jesus.
More.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I thank you, mighty God, that circumstances didn't get the better of us. I thank you, mighty God, your word has set us free. I thank you, mighty God, that we are loose and we are here. We are ready to launch, mighty God. We give you thanks for your human servant who came, mighty God. You didn't spare ourselves.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you let ourselves loose in your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty God, we thank you that she was a vessel that you could use, mighty God, for a time like this to bring forth that word. I thank you, mighty God, for our obedience in your presence.
Yes,
she remained
Lord.
On the altar. She did not crawl off that altar, Lord, Jesus. But she remained on it and waited for this word to be impactful in a time like this.
Jesus.
Mighty God, I thank you for what you have invested in her. Hallelujah. I thank you, mighty God, that the cup was overflowing and we could have drunk from it, mighty God. We could have felt your Holy Spirit moving among us. We could have felt you in this atmosphere, Jesus. Mighty God. Jesus. We could have felt some loads dropping off us, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
That were holding us back from launching, mighty God. We could have felt it, this mantled from us, Lord.
Thank
we could
you,
have felt
Jesus.
You're drawing us into higher dimension. And so, Lord God, I just want to bless your name for the
Thank
woman
you,
of
Jesus.
God that you have used at a time like this. So
yes,
as I
Lord.
Come, mighty God, with the power that you have invested in me, I speak life over
in
our
the
situation.
Name of Jesus.
But now, mighty God, I speak life over our family. I speak life over our husband. I speak
Jesus.
Life over our job. I
in
speak life over everything that is connected to her, Lord. I pray, mighty God, that the enemy, Lord God, will not have any dominion over her. I intercept every plan of Satan
in
the name of Jesus.
Right,
and I declare her ready and loose and free, mighty God,
in the name
to take
of Jesus.
On the mantle that you have given her, mighty God, to spread the good news near and far, to bless your people, mighty God. I decree over our life that our ministry is international. Our ministry
in
will go further
Jesus.
Than our thoughts.
Yes,
our ministry
Lord.
Will go further than our mind can conceive. Our
Jesus.
Ministry will go according to your will, mighty God. And nothing, mighty God, can hold our back. I speak over her life today, mighty
In
God. And I pray,
Jesus.
Mighty God, that everything that she angles will live.
Hallelujah.
Everything that she touches will live.
In
everything, mighty
Jesus.
God, that her hands touch will live. Everything thank that she bless will be blessed. Whatever she bless will be blessed. And whatever she curse will be cursed with the fire of Almighty God. I declare over her life, mighty God, that it will take a new toll even now. I declare our meta in the name of Jesus. I declare our ministry taking new dimensions in the name of Jesus. I declare, mighty God, that everything in our life will be aligned to your will and purpose. Even now, in the name of Jesus, I declare that anything that the conquer worm and the farmer worm and the caterpillar has taken away from our mighty God, it will come back to her a hundredfold. In the name of Jesus, I declare over our bank account abundance. In the name of Jesus, I declare, mighty God, prosperity of God all over her, even now. Yes, mighty God. Hallelujah. Fill up your woman servant. Fill her up, mighty God. She has poured out. And now we are asking the Lord to fill her up something more, mighty God. Something more, mighty God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Release her in the anointing. Yes, mighty God. We release her in your grace. Even now, and we pray, Spirit of the Living God, that all around our Lord God will be vibrant with angelic praise. Even now, there will be vibrance, mighty God. I declare, Lord God, a new measure of faith, a new measure, Lord God, may be stored upon her. Even now, Lord God,
and
thank you, Lord God, for this word that is released in this atmosphere, and we hold on to it by faith, mighty God, because we shall launch, and we will not let no grave hold us down. We will not let nothing pull us back, but we will rise again, mighty God. We thank you, Lord God, for the breakthroughs that is released in this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. I thank you, mighty God, for all the ears that you have brought here to hear your word, that the deliverance that has come. We thank you for it, mighty God, and we give you a resounding praise because, Lord God, you have done it again. You have brought us here, mighty God, and you have blessed us with a word that will take us into a new dimension. Have your way, Lord God, and be thou glorified as we tell you thanks in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you so much, Deacon. God bless you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Minister Granville, for coming and for sharing with us. Truly, our hearts are blessed, you know, and we are ready for launch. Amen. And so at this time, I'm going to invite Sister Chantal to come as she proposes the vote of thanks. Sister Chantal, God.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to your destination. We have landed. Our clamps have been released. We are now clear for launch into what God has for us. On behalf of Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International, we are pleased to announce that Wellness Seminar Flight 01292026, themed Complete Wellness Through Jesus Christ, has landed safely and smoothly this evening. We are grateful to report that there were about 57 souls on board this flight, each one covered, guided, and sustained throughout the journey. The seatbelt sign is now off. Praise the Lord. We kindly ask that you remain seated just for a few moments as we prepare for disembarkation. Throughout this journey, our aircraft was expertly piloted by Jesus Christ himself. Tonight, we recognize that you were not merely passengers. You were activated, anointed participants, working in alignment with the pilot and responding to his instructions, his word, his restoring. Our hearts were aligned through the pre-flight devotion led by Sister Nadine Wright. Our cabin Bless the Lord. We thank Sister Camille Pierre-Chan for welcoming us aboard and guiding passengers clearly throughout the journey. And Sister Terri-Ann McNeil for facilitating the icebreaker that allowed passengers to relax and connect. Our cabin atmosphere was elevated through worship by Sister Radiant Smith, lifting hearts and spirit. We acknowledge Elder Eulalie Edwards for preparing the runway and introducing our guest speaker. A special thank you to our guest speaker, Minister Faithlyn Granville, who reminded us that this landing is not an ending, but a positioning for elevation. We were reminded that we are designed to elevate, designed to rise in purpose, and that not everything can go with us to the elevated height. Tonight, we release ourselves to be launched in the name of Jesus Christ. We are worthy of elevation, realigned in purpose, and cleared for launch. In preparation for launch, all ground clams have now been released. The clams of unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness, fear, doubt, guilt, shame, and every limiting mindset have been disconnected in the name of Jesus. What once held us down, we declare tonight, it will no longer hold us back. We also extend gratitude to Deacon Scott, covering the speaker in prayer and for the benediction that will guide us safely beyond this flight. At this time, please ensure that you have all your personal items with you, renewed faith, restored peace, clarity of your mind, emotional strength, and spiritual wellness. Any items left behind, including emotional turmoil, sadness, depression, burnt out, worry, financial struggles, panic attacks, fear, anxiety, and heaviness, will be securely retained by our pilot, Jesus Christ. You need not retrieve them. They will not be returning with you, ladies and gentlemen. You are now being released for launch. As you disembark tonight, remember that although this wellness seminar has landed, your journey with the pilot continues. You step forward lighter, aligned, elevated, and prepared for takeoff into complete wellness through Jesus Christ. Thank you for flying with Wellness Seminar Flight 01292026 with Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International. We wish you continued wellness and blessed onward journey. You may now disembark. God bless you.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, praise God. Thank you
Bless the
so much, Sister
Lord. Bless
Chantal.
the
Very, very,
Lord.
very well done. Praise God, praise God. We have landed safely, people of God. Amen. And so we leave the platform tonight with joy in our hearts because we have been restored. Amen. And as Sister Chantal says, there are some things, there are some things that we're not taking with us. Amen. They're safely secured by Jesus Christ, and He will retain them. In Jesus' name. I don't remember the number, Sister Hutchinson, 01599, something there. Hallelujah.
01292026.
Bless
Amen.
the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. And just before I release you, hallelujah, a time was had in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. And so before I release you, I just have a few announcements. I want to openly thank again Minister Granville for coming and so ably sharing with us tonight. I also want to acknowledge those of us who are visiting with us for the first time. It's good to have you. God bless you. I see, some visitors. I think that's, is it Minister Beverly Grinnell? God bless you, woman of God. It's good to have you with us. I'm searching through and I'm looking for some unusual names. Brother Romaine, it's good to have you. We've seen you before, but it's good to have you again with us. I see Brother Sherwin Shand, good to have you. God bless you. And the rest of us, I do believe. I see a K Mar. God bless you. Good to have you.
And I think for the rest of us who are regular attendees, God bless you. It's so good to have you. We know, we don't hope tonight. We know that you have been empowered, that you are ready for launch. And as you leave the platform with your co-pilot, you will be launching into greatness. Remember, the clams stay here in Jesus' name, right here on the altar of Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries. Amen. Bless the Lord. Good to have you once more. We invite you to join us on Saturday on the same platform where we partner with Faith Defender Bible Study Ministry. We will be having Bible study at 8 p.m. EST, which is 8 p.m. Jamaica time now, and 7 p.m. CST. So join us on Saturday at 8 for Bible study, and join us next Thursday, same time, same place, right here on this platform, where we will have prayer meeting, I believe. And there's a little surprise next Thursday. Not telling you what it is. Come on out, join us, and join us early, and you will see what that surprise is. Prayer Portal is growing, and we are, you know, going in strides. And so join us next week, and you will find out what that surprise is in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord. And so before I go, I really want to extend an invitation to anybody who is unsaved tonight on the platform. We would have heard about, you know, the different challenges that we face, the different baggages, the different clams that hold us bound. And so sin is also one of them. And if you're an unsaved tonight and you are ready to launch, you're tired of this life and you just want something new, Jesus is, the Holy Spirit is at the door of your heart. And I just invite you to open up and let him come in. Is there such a one tonight who will indicate, yes, I am willing to serve the Lord. I want to release these clams. I am ready to launch in Jesus' name. If there is such a one tonight, we kindly ask you to indicate in the chat, or, you know, to just unmute and share whatever you feel comfortable doing. Send us a private message. However you choose to do it, we are here. We want to support you. We want to be praying with you. And as I always say, the journey is a lot easier when we have support. Amen. And so, is there such a one tonight? Bless the Lord. Amen. Indeed. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home. Bless the Lord. And so we continue to pray as a body, amen, for those who are unsaved. And we know we've had it before, and we know that we will have it again and again and again, where persons will indicate, yes, we are ready in Jesus' name. Amen. So we continue to pray until it begins to manifest over and over in Jesus' name. God bless you tonight. And as you go, I invite Deacon to just pronounce, you know, just close off in prayer briefly and just release us with a benediction before we greet somebody and go in Jesus' name. Deacon.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Jesus. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace.
Hallelujah.
As we disembark from this platform, we pray the covering of God be upon his people even now. We pray that every need be met. We pray that every individual will walk in God's grace and in his mercy. We pray that the hand of God will be upon you all for good. We pray that any situation that you're going through will end tonight. Any circumstances that would weigh you down, it will release you for God's greater honor and glory. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Hallelujah. And to present us faultless before his throne with exceedingly joy, Jesus. To the only wise God and Savior be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Good to have you,
Amen.
everyone. God bless you. And as you go with wellness, go with restoration, go with rest. Amen. But greet somebody before you go. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Granville. Thank you so much again. God bless you.
Bless
God bless you all.
God bless you,
Thank you
sister.
for having me.
God bless you,
God
everyone.
bless you, everyone. God
God
bless.
bless you, Sister
God bless
Granville.
you,
God
Minister
bless everyone.
Granville.
God
Bless
bless you,
God.
everybody.
Bless
Bless
God. God bless
you,
Kemar. Bless
everyone.
Sister Lev.
Bless
Sister
Bless
Radiant. God bless
you,
you, Radiant.
Sister
Sister Chantal. Elder
Sister
Amen.
Nikki. God bless you.
Sister Denise. Bless you, Sister Terry. Elder Edward.
God bless you.
Sister Donna, God
God
bless
bless
you.
Chantal, I enjoyed your
Chantal.
time.
Camila, God bless
Camila, I enjoyed yours.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless
Amen.
you.